We try to avoid beltway politics on the show, but today there's no getting around it, and there's news from both sides of the political aisle. Reaction to Hillary Clinton's nomination coming up in a few minutes. But first, a pretty extraordinary moment in Doral, Florida today. Republican nominee Donald Trump was giving a news conference and was asked about the allegations that Russia hacked DNC emails in an attempt to support his candidacy. Trump, who has said before that he knows Russian President Vladimir Putin well, said this.
I have nothing to do with Russia. I'm not going to tell Putin what to do. Why should I tell Putin what to do? What do I have to get involved with Putin for? I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me. He doesn't respect our president.
And then he went on.
I will tell you this. Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
I'm joined by Michael McFaul, former U.S. ambassador to Russia. I guess we should make a little warning here. That's kind of confusing because Mr. Trump is kind of conflating two email scandals, Hillary Clinton's missing emails while she was Secretary of State, which FBI Director Comey had investigated and put to rest saying there was not evidence to indict, and then the hack of the Democratic National Committee emails, which researchers say Russia did, though Russia denies that. So that's the backstory. Tell us what your reaction was to what Donald Trump is saying.
Incredible. Shocking, Marco. I can't think of other words. I mean, he's basically encouraging the Russian intelligence services to steal information from an American and an American government official, former American government official. I can't remember any American ever suggesting that we should help the Russians steal our information, let alone one running for the president of the United States.
Yeah, so what kind of outcome could this potentially have for both the U.S. election and for U.S.-Russia relations?
Well, the particular quip that he said today about, you know, please steal our data, you know, the voters can decide whether they think that's the kind of person that they want to be defending our national interests. And by the way, when he says, I have nothing to do with Putin, well, if you're president, you have a lot to do with Putin. We have lots of issues that we have to deal with the Russians. So, you know, I listen to that and I get very nervous about American leadership in the world and particularly how we're going to deal with Russia. But, you know, ultimately the American voters get to decide that, not me.
So in the meantime, what should be the response from the U.S. government and what would now appear to be a national security issue?
Well, there's his quip, which is he's encouraging Russia to steal information. And I hope there's some address to that and some response to that. And hopefully Mr. Trump will realize that he, you know, went too far with that, as he often does. And then he says, I didn't mean that. I mean, already on the social media, it's all just a joke now. He was just making a joke. It's kind of like joking about guns when you're in the TSA line. But, you know, maybe he can retract it.
Who should be giving the response if there is a response from the U.S. government to give? The president, Secretary of State Kerry, the current U.S. ambassador to Russia?
I think ultimately it needs to be at a very high level. You know, right now, if you read what U.S. government officials are saying on the record and on background, they're saying, give us time to complete our investigation. This has happened a while ago, so I'm just assuming and hoping that they've been investigating ever since we knew about this.
Let me just ask you this, too. As a former ambassador to Russia, what do you think the current ambassador is thinking right now?
That's a good question. Well, let me just be clear. We've focused a lot on the, you know, what the Russians have done to the DNC. But let's not be naive. This is not the first attack against U.S. government officials or entities or American organizations. And my guess is that the entire embassy in Moscow is wondering about other attacks and you know, ways to be more vigilant in stopping these kinds of things from the ambassador on down.
Michael McFaul, former U.S. ambassador to Russia. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.